very happy to be here, being able to share these devotions with you that God's put on my heart. Let me ask you a question. How many of you guys are morning people? How I know that's true is that if you're not a morning person, you wouldn't raise your hand either way. So that's awesome. I am not a morning person, but I choose to be alive in the morning. So it's like I can dread the morning or I can be alive. So I'm like, I'll be alive. But I want to start off real quick. Like I said yesterday, I love Star Wars. So I bought some bobbleheads. How many of you guys are Star Wars fans? So we got some good ones in the crowd. Well, I'm handing out these. I bought three of them for each Devo. And I'm going to ask a question. And if you know the answer, I want you to raise your hand and tell me. And then you get this. So I need to know, if you know this, the answer to this question, what is the longest chapter in the Bible? I saw this hand first. Psalm 119. He got it. All right. Well, I wanted to... So, in the morning, since I'm not a morning person, growing up, I was the type of kid, and I don't know how you guys prepare for school in the morning, but this is how I prepare. I would lay in bed, and then like the alarm would go off, and then I would think to myself, what can I put off so I could sleep in like 5 more minutes? You know, like some of that, like I even got to a point in which at one point I dressed in my school clothes the night before, so I would sleep in my school clothes, roll out of bed, put my shoes on, brush my teeth, and head to school. Like, I was that bad. And I don't know how you guys are. Like, I even got to a point where I was thinking 30 seconds more of sleep. My shoes are already tied. Like, it got to that point, and so I was thinking I just slip them on. I don't need to tie. It takes like 30 seconds to tie my shoes. I get 30 seconds. I would cognitively count off 30 seconds while I was in bed. And it was like, it's the dumbest thing. It's like, just get up. But I didn't want to. But that was simply how I prepared for school. And then there was other times where I was like, I'd try to get with it, and I would get up like early, and I'd be like, oh, time to eat breakfast. This is a whole new thing for me. And so like I would do that. And I would prepare for school in a certain way, and I'm sure some of you guys may have your way of getting ready or preparing for school. Well, the word I am want you guys to repeat after me. Say preparation.
Preparation.
Say again. Preparation.
Preparation.
This weekend, if you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians. This weekend, we have a lot going on, and Pastor Dave and Pastor Mark talked about it yesterday. And preparing our hearts for what is to come for this weekend. And so, in Ephesians, I want to read this passage. We're going to start at verse 15. Ephesians 1:15. It says, "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come." This weekend, there's going to be a lot happening. We're at group games. We're going to have hiking trails are going to be open. That's something new for even some of us that have been here before. It's new, and there's a lot of things that's going to happen. We're going to have distractions. We're going to have fun. And we're going to do a bunch of stuff. But I'm telling you what he said right here is the most important thing out of this weekend that you can get is what we just named off right there. See, in Mark chapter 1, 1 through 8, John the Baptist is baptizing people. They're coming to the Jordan, and he's baptizing them, and he's saying this is his thing. Repent, repent, repent. Like, that's his thing. He's wanting people to soften their hearts. Why? Because Jesus is coming. He's going, I want you prepared for Jesus. I want you prepared for this person whose sandals I'm not even worthy of untying. This person is so great. And I want you to prepare your hearts for him. And Paul saw it, that it was very important for us to prepare too, because he was praying for Ephesus. He was praying for the Ephesians in preparing their hearts, their souls, their minds, their bodies for this. I want to read these things because I want you to really search yourself at this morning and think, what is it that I need to focus on? And something that I need to open my eyes towards that Pastor Ben will have for me. So let's read this real quick. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus, in Ephesians, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and knowledge of him. That's the first one. Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe? Which one are you this weekend? Which one? And maybe it's something else. Maybe you're dealing with something in back home that you're just like, I come here and I just want to... get away. Maybe you're looking for refuge in Christ this weekend. Whatever it is, I want to pray right now. And what was so cool is Pastor Dave and Pastor Mark talked about this last night, and they prayed about it. Because I think it's so important for us to prepare our hearts for worship and preparing ourselves for Jesus. So pray with me right now as we do that. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for who you are and what you've done for us. We thank you for your immeasurable grace. We thank you that you are an almighty God who looks down on us and shows mercy. God, I ask for each and every one of us in here that's at this camp, God, that you would prepare our hearts, our minds, and open our ears, soften our hearts, open our eyes to the things that you want us to see this weekend. God, I pray for Pastor Ben, who's going to be bringing these messages, God, that you would give him the words to speak and us the ears to listen, that we could be a sponge and soak up everything that we can this weekend, that we could be a stronger force for you in this world. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.